Good morning, good morning, good morning, guys. It's the Black Diamond reporting to you live from New York City. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. I hope all is well out there. Thank God it's Friday. I hope y'all are encouraged, inspired. Thanking God you woke up this morning. You know what I'm saying? With all the death and tragedy that's been around us during this pandemic time, you know, we still have a lot out there that's still fighting the COVID-19. I want you guys to stay encouraged, stay inspired, stay prayed up, and stay on your quarantine. Stay on your good health facts. Whatever you're doing to keep your body, you know, immuned up, boost up, whatever, don't stop after the 14 days. Continue for the rest of your life. Whatever's going to save your life, your fruits, your vegetables, your energy boosters, whatever it is that you need to keep going. So, guys, I'm in here this morning with little London. London, say good morning.
Good morning. Brooklyn, this is my cake. It's,
Brooklyn, yeah. Say good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, Brooklyn's doing her social studies right now on a remote learning iPad. So, you know, they was in full effect this week because those teachers had to come back with that work plan. And let me tell you something. She been reading about 4 or 5 articles a day. And they have to answer little questions, whole lot of math problems and stuff like that to keep her mind going. You know, we have over 100 books in here. So she have a lot of reading and art stuff to do. And what you need, Brooklyn?
How do I go to the next page?
Okay, you just got to move it up. The next page is right here. In the columns. Yeah, so she's just reading, and brightening her little mind up. And then yesterday, Brooklyn got to have Google Meet with her classroom. Brooklyn, how'd you feel seeing all the kids yesterday?
I felt happy and excited. I got to see a lot of my friends. We talked for almost like 2 or 3 hours. We had fun. We was just talking about school. I helped one of my friends with her work. It was just me and Aaliyah on there for a little bit, and then we just talked for a long time. So we ate Takis and talked, and I helped her with her work. And that was it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, their little faces were so bright. They got to see their teacher yesterday. It's called Google Meet. So what had happened was the teacher sent everybody a code, all the parents, and we all had to type in the code. All this stuff is new for us, the Google Meet, the Google Classroom. But, hey, it's an experience of a lifetime. I'm an at-home mom anyway, just like a job is just a plus to me. But, you know, your kids and your health come first. Always. So at the end of the day, you know, we're in here doing what we got to do. Little London, she's putting on her little dress-up shoes now. I guess she's about to run through here and cook at her little kitchen. What you about to do today, Sugarfoot? Huh? You going to be a good little girl? And guys, it's raining here, but, you know, we still got to get out.
Huh?
What, you want to tell the people something?
Yeah.
Come and tell them. Come tell them.
Fix yourself, and then I'm gonna read to me.
Let's hear them ABCs this morning.
A B A B C E F G H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U V W X Y and Z. Now I know my ABCs, that's my new month, ABCs.
Yay, Yugabut. Yeah, so, you know, she has to do her learning every day, too. So we have, thank God for YouTube with the little learning videos.
Tomorrow?
Yes, Brooklyn.
Are we going to do another one tomorrow?
What?
Another podcast tomorrow.
I don't know. Depends on how we feel.
Okay. Mom, I got to tell people something.
You got to tell people something? Okay.
Yeah. People. I have a thank you for asking, and then go to class me, and then bring it in her baby, and then
okay, guys, she was trying to tell you about Brooklyn and the baby dolls. But anyway, like I was saying, guys, stay encouraged and just know that the Black Diamond loves you. Let me tell you something. Love overpowers everything, okay? You could be around a hateful, jealous, envious person, and guess what? Your kind heart, your spirit, your positiveness, it will lift all that evilness from around you. You know what I'm saying? Just stay encouraged, people, you know. And daily, I'm not perfect over here. Not at all. So daily, I encourage myself. Daily, I push myself trying to get little activities and routines together for the girls in the house. Because I know we quarantining 7 days a week. And if we do go out, the grocery store is right by my house. So we'll go out with our mask on. And thank God the pharmacies here in New York, a few of them, they had the N95 masks. Like a pack of them for like five of them for $22. So we got a few packs of those. So me and the girls are good. We're good. We're prayed up. We're praying for others. We're staying healthy. We're doing what we got to do. And, you know, we're in this house trying to maintain our sanity by the grace of God. And I want to tell all my listener supports out there, you guys are great. Keep up the good work. Keep being inspired. Keep tuning in. Show Black Diamond all the support that you can. And at the end of these episodes, you can always send me a message. If the message is positive, to give out positive waves to the people out there, I will add the message to my podcast. Or if you would like to support the podcast, at the end of the episode, you can do that too. It has a listener support button at the end of the episode where you can donate whatever you want to for a month. 99 cents is the least that you can donate. I mean, hey, we all got 99 cents to throw away here and there. But not for nothing, guys. I also want to give a very special shout out to my kids, Secret Santa. You know, the girls have a new TV on the way. So, you know, God is good. God is good when blessings can come out of nowhere. Let me tell you something. Sometimes it's not your own that loves you. You know what I'm saying? You don't know where your support going to come from or where your blessings going to come from. You just got to stay prayed up. And let me tell you something. Good things comes to those who wait. And Lord knows, I'm patiently waiting on my blessings, taking one day at a time, and just being thankful that I wake up every day. I can taste, hear, smell, see, move my arms and limbs. You know, like I said, me and the girls, we do physical education in here together. We have our little hip-hop dance moments or whatever. You know, we do what we got to do to stay inspired and keep the girls going, you know. And me being an artist and a mother, I have to fluctuate. You know what I'm saying? I have to make sure that I'm keeping the girls busy and keeping myself busy as far as, like, you know, little business tactics, working on new music. You know, guys, I have so much that I'm doing that I'm going to share with you guys, you know, as the episodes go on. So that's, like I said, you have to tune in every Monday and Friday, depending on how I'm feeling during the week. I like to do bonus messages. This week, I did a bonus message on Wednesday for Italy. You know, so on Wednesdays for the next few weeks, I'm going to pick a country and do a love bonus message for everybody, because this is what I'm doing as far as this podcast is national. You know what I'm saying? This is for the whole nation. The whole nation needs love. The whole nation needs encouragement. The whole nation needs guidance, discipline. You know what I'm saying? So they can see what's what and where they got to go. You know what I'm saying? And how to make the next move with this second strand of this COVID-19 chick that's coming out. And see, what we got to realize, we don't know the course of this thing. So with society trying to open up so fast, that's a big ordeal for me. Me personally, I'm going to take one day at a time and I'm going to slow roll this thing, because at the end of the day, opening up society right now, and a lot of people haven't really recovered. Then we really don't even know who's in the house quarantining with the COVID-19. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, people, we got to be precautious with our life. You understand? And we don't want to make our family members sick. It's a lot of elders out here. Lord knows they are in my thoughts and prayers daily, because we don't know who's exposing them. And in New York City, the elders in New York City, they are so inspirational. You got to understand, like, what I see out of my eyes, I see the older people pushing their shopping carts or pushing their little, they got these little wheelchair roller things up here. You know, they get out, do what they got to do. They got their face tied up and they're making moves. So that's motivation to me. When I see the elders still trying to move around and make everyday living sacrifices to do what they got to do, that encourages me. That inspires me to do what I got to do for my girls. You understand? So at the end of the day, guys, not for nothing, keep pushing, okay? And we all knows that push means pray until something happens, okay? So that's what we got to do, guys. We got to continue to stay in prayer. I also want to give a big love shout out to my mother. I just cannot thank her enough. She is so supportive. Last Saturday night, I had my radio station popping off with the station head. It's an app too, guys. You can download the app. Look up Black Diamond, BlackDimeOnd 2020. That's the station head radio name. And y'all can look me up and let's have some fun on Saturday nights. You know, we can't go to the bar. We can't go to the club. We can't travel right now, but we still can have some fun. And let me tell you something. I already know that my voice is powerful. I already know that sometimes a little kind words could lift another person's spirit up. So what one may not like, the next one may love. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do what makes me feel good as well. I don't care if there's just one person listening to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mother was the only one on my radio station and a couple people had tuned in. But just to know that my mother was there, and a lot of people out here don't even have their mother. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thankful. I'm thankful for any little thing. You understand? And it's the thought that count. I tell people this all the time. It's the thought that count. You can hand me an apple, I'll be grateful. You understand? So at the end of the day, guys, like I said, I'm only here to encourage you guys, inspire you guys, and let y'all know that, no, I'm not a billionaire over here, and but I'm working my way up to get there. Believe that. Your girl over here pushing every day, working on these business ideas, doing as much as I can inside the house. And people don't know, you really can do a lot of things in your house if you have the proper equipment, proper mindset. You know, you got your backup and got your support team. And Lord knows, my support team is really coming together. I am so thankful. And like I said, I want to give a special, special shout out to the Secret Santa who's sending the girls a new TV to keep them going in here. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm blessed. And, you know, just life. Life itself is just a blessing, you know. To be able to open your eyes, to be able to hear, to be able to, you know, do some things. And, you know, I make my little food dishes in here for the girls, so I'm always staying inspired with that. No, I'm not top chef of America, but I will whip it up and put something together for me and mine. You hear me? So, guys, you know what? That's fun things to do, you know, putting together little dishes in the house. You know, we got our salad days. We have our pasta days. We have our fruit salad days. You know what I'm saying? I have my leafy lettuce days, and I have the fruit salad days. And, you know, the kids, they like their own little special fruits. They want pancakes some days. Some days they want cereal. They came out with some little new cereal called Sour Patch. Brooklyn wanted to try that out. Brooklyn, how was that Sour Patch cereal? Brooklyn said it was good. I said, Lord, I said, they don't know what to create. It was good with you too? Oh, Sugarfoot said it was good too. But I said, they don't know what to make to get our money, but the kids love it and whatever to keep them going. And
mommy, they got Reese's Pieces cereal.
Brooklyn said it has Reese's Pieces cereal too, so she has to get that the next go round. But we have Reese's Pieces cookies in there.
I want you to help me.
You want a little house?
Okay. You gonna be good? Cause Secret Santa already sending you a TV. Are you gonna be
Mommy,
good?
Mommy, I'm done. Let me this my work.
Okay. You read the whole story?
Yes. Okay. Let me tell the guy something.
Okay. All right, y'all. Guys, what Brooklyn wants to say something.
So everybody have a good day, and I love you all. And me and my mommy's praying for everybody. Have a good day. Bye.
I want to say, Happy day today. See you, my mommy.
Say God bless you all.
God bless you all.
You want to say something?
Yeah.
Say, I love you all.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20.
Yay, Yuga Bush. She wanted to get those numbers in there, guys. You never know what Miss London is up to, but I'm telling you one thing.
That's nothing.
They keep me going. They keep me going. So, hey, we all good over here. And to each and every one of you, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Friday. Me and the girls get ready to get situated in here, and then probably like 12 or 1 o'clock, we'll be going out to the little store here on the corner, right here in New York, New York,
Mommy,
to get their Friday pizza. Get their Friday pizza. We love our cheese pizza on Friday, right, Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Woo!
So
yeah. So you know, I'll probably get some ice cream or something.
But
guys, until next time, the Black Diamond loves you and be well. Oh, be well. And quarantine, stay inside and believe in a better tomorrow.